Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
We've learned why billionaire Elon Musk turned down joining the Twitter board of directors after purchasing a majority of stock. Mr. Musk wants the whole company and is offering between $41 and $43 billion to make it his. The official filing was made Thursday. The sale, if approved, would be $54.20 a share. Daniel Ives with Wedbush Securities on CNBC Thursday morning.
I mean, I think this is basically going to put Twitter back against the wall. There's really no way that Twitter, in my opinion, could reject this.
Pfizer BioNTech reported Thursday that in a trial, a booster dose of its coronavirus vaccine in children ages 5 to 11 increased the level of antibodies that neutralize the original version of the virus and the Omicron variant. USA Radio News.
I'm Ben Utech. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
A drag show in school for students is rewarded with money in Washington State.
A Washington State school district is rewarding a middle school LGBTQ club $2,000 for setting up a drag show for students. 770 AM Washington reports Bellingham Public Schools announced the Whatcom Middle School Group as the winner of its Think Big competition. The drag show beat out building storm gardens and helping meet student transportation needs to and from school. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
LinkedIn changed its mind and reinstated an Air Force veteran's post about student loans, and LinkedIn apologized for labeling the statement as hate speech. Veteran Gretchen Smith said, "Freedom has been secured with our blood, sweat, lives, and tears. Every American has a duty to protect our freedoms." End quote. Ms. Smith says she can now start focusing again on veterans in crisis needs. USA Radio News.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Speaking on his trip from Ukraine, former New York Representative Republican Michael Grimm on Newsmax doesn't understand why our government is slow to respond.
You have to ask yourself why. Why did we, first of all, why did this administration start buying oil from Russia? Why did we lift sanctions that President Trump had put in place on Russia? So when you look at just from the very beginning days that this administration started after the election, they've been doing nothing but bolstering. And you can't, there's no way you can't make the argument that a lot of the money they make from selling oil to places like the United States helps fund this war in Ukraine. So it's just deplorable the way our government has acted. Why is President Biden holding back on sending MiGs to Ukraine? Why are we not sending more aid? Why are we not helping? I understand why there's a no-fly zone. That part I understand, NATO's reluctance. But not sending the weapons and the missile defense systems that they need simply doesn't make sense.
Actor Cuba Gooding Jr. pled guilty on Wednesday to a misdemeanor count of forcibly touching a woman at a New York nightclub in 2018 as part of an agreement with prosecutors that spares him any jail time. The guilty plea, in which Gooding also admitted in court to subjecting two other women to non-consensual physical contact, in 2018 and 2019, was also a part of the settlement. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Live.
We do, and we thank you for joining in. Hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Dr. Paul Kengor, the professor of political science at Grove City College in Grove City, Pennsylvania, joins us now. Hey, Paul, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Bill. Good. How are you?
Hey,
happy
I'm good.
Holy Thursday.
Yes, happy Holy Thursday. Looking forward to Good Friday, and then come Sunday. Can't wait for that. Yeah, I have this sense and feeling, and we'll talk more about it a little bit later on, that I don't know, Paul, I just have this special sense that this Easter could be our best ever. But before we get there, I want to talk a little bit of politics. And this really, I think Jen Psaki's statement really put this, clear for me. The Democrats and those on the left and those politicians that are so lustful for power and control. I had no idea that our Constitution had been supplanted by a totem pole. She made this statement regarding Joe Biden's statement about that Russia's Putin is committing genocide. And there's been a lot of language thrown out there that I thought was pretty fiery and threatening, including taking him out and encouraging the citizens of Russia to conduct a coup, and other suggestions that, again, the language is pretty reckless. And the Democrats seem to, they've commandeered the language in such a way that they really, it lacks responsibility, and it's very dangerous. But anyway, so Joe Biden makes a statement that Russia is committing genocide, and Psaki says, I think we shouldn't misunderstand who he is and where he stands in the totem pole, which is at the top. Now, I see no totem pole reference in our Constitution. I see that this is a government of, for, by, we the people, not totem poles. So what am I missing here?
Yeah, it's really interesting we're having this conversation, Bill. I had a student yesterday, and she's conservative. She's very anti-communist. Never liked Putin, of course. Doesn't like him now. And she said, I don't know where to stand on this. When I see all the liberals in the media doing what they're doing with Russia and demonizing Putin and canceling people who don't stand squarely enough with Ukraine and canceling, people like this, what the Met Opera did to this Russian opera star because they feel she didn't repudiate Putin enough. Mm-hmm. I mean, gee, the poor girl has family in Russia. Right. It's one thing for some 20-year-old twit at the Met Opera, to go around canceling people. They don't have relatives in Russia, right? Putin kills rivals. He kills dissidents.
Exactly. Exactly.
And my students said, you know, I want to condemn Putin on this, but I'm really leery seeing how liberals in our media. I don't really want to join them. I don't trust them. And I said, well, you're right. You're right not to trust them and to be leery of them. You know, but at the same time, you know, for whatever reason, right, the liberals are on the right side on this one. It's probably because of completely wrong motivations, right? They just hate Putin because they think he helped Trump steal the election from Hillary in 2016, right? Mm-hmm. But words like genocide, yeah, and as you know, I just wrote two columns for American Spectator, one on Russia's horrible record, including up to right now in Bucha and other places with wartime rapes, mm-hmm. the number of people that Russians have lost in combat. So, you know, I'm a hardliner on this issue, mm-hmm. but also as a student, a professor of international relations, be careful with words like genocide.
Exactly.
Right? Because these words will lose their meaning if you throw them around too recklessly. And, you know, we've seen the left do this, right? Bill, they'll call you and I fascists.
Oh, exactly.
Right?
Right.
They'll call us Nazis and racists.
Well,
So when they start yelling genocide, mm-hmm. I would say here, make sure it's really genocide. It's bad. I don't know if it's genocide, but it's bad. It's bad.
Well, without a doubt, you know, and words like insurrection that have been used quite readily here in this country, especially referencing January 6th. And what does an insurrection, what does that trigger in the rule of law? It's very, very dangerous, but this is what the left does, and Democrats in particular, is they hijack the language, and they're very reckless. The things that the leader of the House would say, Nancy Pelosi at times, and I just shudder. And what Joe Biden needs to understand is that he represents we the people. He's the representative. Right now, say what you want. You know, I'm not going to debate whether he got, you know, the number of votes or not, but he got the count. They counted the number of votes the way they wanted to count them, and he's the president of the United States. He represents the American people. He is not on top of a totem pole, okay?
Yeah, by the way, Stalin is reputed to have said it's not who votes that counts, it's who counts the votes, right?
Exactly.
So he, you know, Biden does need to be much more careful in what he's saying in regard to Putin and Russia. I don't think he's capable of being careful because he's not, you know, Donald Trump could shoot from the hip, shoot from the lip, but with Biden, I think it's more of a mental competence issue. You know, when he goes over there to Poland and talks to U.S. troops and says, you know, oh, you're going to be over there soon. Stand in front of a damn tank. You'll be ready. You know what to do. What does that mean, Joe? Are you sending troops over there? And he has said that if a NATO country is attacked, or if also chemical weapons or WMDs of some type are used, that would apparently bring us in, I think, maybe. But then his staff walked that back. They walked back a number of statements. They had to keep the guy away from a microphone unless he's reading off a text.
Well, and that's what makes...
When he read off the text, he concluded that speech, right, by calling for Putin's removal.
Yes.
So even that's dangerous. Yeah, he can't be trusted.
No, and that's, you know, these poor staff that are trying to control him and reel him in. I mean, they cringe constantly. I mean, while he was overseas, I mean, they had to clean up several times and to the point of embarrassment. And there's just, you know, but what can they do? You know, they have to make the most of it. I think this is why Jen Psaki is saying, MSNBC, oh, you got a job offer? I'm out of here.
Right.
There's only so much you can handle. I mean, because...
Yeah, who needs that? Right.
I think you end up losing a part of your soul after a while and wonder, okay, maybe I need to have a time out for a couple of years, get some therapy and reengage my moral compass or something.
Well, she's only been there for a year, basically, right? Equanimity here. Donald Trump, how many press secretaries did he go through?
Right.
I mean, Rod Spicer was in and out of, you know, these are tough jobs when you're dealing with guys like that. In Trump's case, you know, he talking off the cuff all the time. And in Biden's case, again, more of that mental incompetence issue. And the way he ended that speech in Poland, in Warsaw, Anthony Blinken had to jump in. Saki had to jump in. And Saki probably doesn't want to be known as the press secretary when America went into World War III. Mm. Hopefully it doesn't come to that. But I'm worried right now, and you and I talked about this a few weeks ago, that as Putin doesn't get what he wants in the Ukraine, you know, a lot of people are saying, oh, the Russians are getting their butts kicked. Or, yeah, this is good. Yeah. Only a matter of time before they pull out.
Exactly.
They always get their butts kicked.
Exactly. Right? Stand by. We've got more from Paul Kengor. Stay with us.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. More and more listeners in India are tuning in daily to hear about Christ in their heart languages, which are the languages they were born to speak. Spreading the good news through radio broadcasts in their heart languages. And then, when listeners ask for more information, being able to provide Bibles and literature in that language makes the gospel message much more personal and easier to embrace. Currently, the Tide Ministry has 9 different radio programs in 8 indigenous languages in India. The truth is that we serve a global God, and if we're to share the truth about God around the world, we need to utilize the best methods of doing so, which includes sharing the gospel in heart languages. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in India whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Back 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. The professor of political science at Grove City College in Grove City, Pennsylvania, Paul Kengor, continues with us. Paul, we were talking about, of course, Russia and Ukraine. The big question that continues with people here in America with all the different narratives, because you got misinformation coming from, Russia, admittedly, even Ukraine, some of the information you question about. You and I talked about this before on March the 15th, the president supposedly signed a bill that was approved by Congress for $14.1 billion for armaments and to help Ukraine. And I've heard nothing. Where did that money go? But yet there's new distribution and there's new approvals. In fact, there's a recent one, probably, $750 million for more armaments. But nobody's saying anything about the $14.1 billion. Where did that go?
Well, it's a massive amount of money, too. In fact, I can tell you, as somebody who studied this and actually looked at declassified documents, that's more than the Reagan administration was able to get to the Mujahideen in Afghanistan throughout all of the 1980s.
Yeah.
That includes Stinger missiles and all that weaponry. That was basically the CIA's largest covert operation, to great success, by the way. It drove the Soviets out of Afghanistan. That was its biggest operation at the time until we get to about the 2000s in Baghdad and so forth. So, yeah, that's a massive amount of money. And what exactly is it going to? And then this is something that Psaki had to very carefully walk through this minefield, right? What's an offensive weapon? What's a defensive weapon? And I actually felt for her on this issue where she was trying to explain, well, if we were to provide planes, right, MiGs or whatever, through Poland, whatever, that would be offensive weapons. Whereas if you're using Stinger missiles, that's defensive, right? Which they are. They kind of are. But then you start getting to javelins for tanks, and you start to get to guns. What's defensive that doesn't become offensive?
Exactly.
So it's very tricky. Although the one thing, and Biden said this, and Biden's right on this, if you were to implement a no-fly zone over Ukraine, that would mean presumably NATO planes, American planes patrolling the skies and enforcing the no-fly zone, which means you shoot down Russian aircraft. So that would be offensive. That would directly involve us in the war. And, by that argument, Russia could retaliate on NATO territory against Poland, elsewhere, and that could literally trigger it, right? World War III. And people, just look at a map. Go to Google, type in map of Europe, and you'll see this massive territory called Ukraine, which is the biggest country territory-wise in all of Europe, right next to Russia. Russia's bigger than the Ukraine. It goes Russia, and then westward, Ukraine, and then Ukraine to Poland. Mm-hmm. And there's this big, long border between Ukraine and Poland. And as Putin keeps taking more and more parts of Ukraine, even going into Kiev, he's right up on that Polish border.
Exactly.
The Poles don't trust Putin. They shouldn't trust him. They don't trust the Russians. I mean, a lot of people forget this, Bill. In the year 2010, Poland lost almost its entire government, including its president, when they were flying over to honor the Katyn Woods massacre victims 70 years earlier, and the airplane went down in Russian territory. And there are a lot of Poles that believe that Putin and the Russians took that plane down. I mean, I don't know that they did. I'm not saying that they did, but I can tell you, because I'm very close to people in Poland, a lot of people in Poland believe that. The point is, there's this animosity, hostility, and distrust between those two countries. rightly so, with Poland. The Bolsheviks invaded in 1920, and the Poles pushed them back way back then, 20 years before the Iron Curtain even started coming down. And Poles are looking at this as, well, it's only a matter of time before Putin comes after us, mm-hmm. before we end up in war with him. And, you know, right now we've got a buffer between Russia and Poland with the Ukraine, and that's about to disappear if Putin takes it. In the last couple of days, Putin has been purging people, including his FSB, which is the successor to the KGB. So, you know, this is Stalin-like behavior, military purges, political purges. He's getting more desperate, and I think this could come closer and closer to the guy doing something really desperate and really catastrophic, like using a WMD.
Mm-hmm. Well, and here we are. We've allowed this. I say, you know, the leadership of our country, the top of the totem pole, if you want to use that reference. You know, the sanctions. I mean, they're near worthless. They're really not effective. It was something that should have been employed a lot earlier. Of course, this is all Monday quarterbacking. But we knew this. I mean, you know, Joe Biden, like Barack Obama, they lead from behind. I mean, they have done this. They've got this disease that doesn't allow them to think ahead. They're always reacting, and even their reaction lacks a sense of urgency. And it's unbelievable. I mean, it's things that, you know, just defy common sense, and it's like everything. We're going to be talking about it more with Dr. Wilfred Riley, who's coming up in just a moment, that just about everything the Democrats seem to touch, no bueno. I mean, it's a mess on everything.
Well, and they're weak.
Yes.
Yeah, and the weakness is really key. Ronald Reagan said if you were going to approach the Russians with a dove of peace in one hand, you mm-hmm. needed to have a sword in the other.
Exactly.
Reagan said the Russians respect strength, not weakness. Mm-hmm. And when you have someone like a Barack Obama saying to Dmitry Medvedev in 2012, you know, I'll have more flexibility after the election.
Yeah.
And Medvedev said, you know, oh, very good, I tell Vladimir.
Like, what did that mean? What did that mean?
Yeah.
I have more flexibility about what?
Yeah, and it meant what that actually meant was selling out Poland and the Czech Republic on the joint missile defense shield that we had been working on with them ever since they joined NATO post Cold War, and so that was a signal. You could just see Putin getting that information and grinning. You know, in fact, Medvedev even called him Comrade Obama.
Yes.
Right? You know, good job, Comrade Obama. Mm. And then after that, shortly after that, Obama gets reelected. Beats Mitt Romney, right, who Obama had told, hey, Mitt, you know, the 80s called. They want their foreign policy back,
right?
And so 2 years later, 2014, the Russians invaded the Crimea. And then they put the pause button on for 4 years of Trump. In comes Biden. Biden's first few months in the presidency, July, August of 2021, he did what he did in Afghanistan. And you and I talked at the time. We said, boy, the signal that this sends to people like Putin on the Crimea,
without a doubt.
Right?
Yep, exactly.
To Xi in China. And, and here we go. Just a few months after that, Putin invades all of the Ukraine.
Right.
So, again, they respect strength, not weakness. And with Obama and his vice president, now President Joe Biden, they are preying on that weakness. Pray, P-R-E-Y,
yes.
Preying that, on that weakness.
Well, the rest of the world is P-R-A-Y. Speaking of which, Paul.
Good segue.
Yeah, Easter is coming. This is Holy Week. What should Easter mean to every Christian?
Well, I'd say above all, peace. Pray for peace. You know, it's the resurrection, the hope of the resurrection. And, you know, a moment like Holy Thursday, that night, Thursday, you know, the scriptures say, and it was night, right? Judas took the morsel, and then he went out into the night, night. And he sold out, you know, betrayed the Son of God for 30 pieces of silver. And then what did the Romans and the Jewish religious leaders all do, right, everybody? They literally crucified and killed the Son of God. You know, the only truly pure lamb and holy human being, 100% divine, 100% human, who ever lived. So really, it's a morality tale to all of us about what human beings are like. But I tell people all the time, you know, don't lament your own woes, right? You wonder, why is this bad thing happening to me? Why? Well, what would Jesus do, right?
Yeah,
Jesus
exactly.
had to carry the cross. Mm-hmm. Jesus had to be crucified. Evil is not what this world is about. It's sin, right?
Yes, you know, exactly.
We struggle with sin. It's not suffering. We're supposed to suffer. Mm-hmm. So it's about sin, and it's about being redeemed for your sins. And that's what Good Friday, the Easter season, the Resurrection Sunday is all about.
Yeah, God's promise that all will truly be well, right?
That's right. That's
yeah.
Right.
Amen. Well, happy Easter to you. Happy Good
Thank
Friday
you,
as
sir.
Well. You got it, pal.
Thanks.
Take care. Dr. Paul
right.
Kengor has been with us.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Take advantage of a lower rate with half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1HIT, 800-500-1HIT. As in home run, call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1HIT, 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the financing law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
We've learned why billionaire Elon Musk turned down joining the Twitter board of directors after purchasing a majority of stock. Mr. Musk wants the whole company and is offering between $41 and $43 billion to make it his. The official filing was made Thursday. The sale, if approved, would be $54.20 a share. Daniel Ives with Wedbush Securities on CNBC Thursday morning.
I mean, I think this is basically going to put Twitter back against the wall. There's really no way that Twitter, in my opinion, could reject this.
Pfizer BioNTech reported Thursday that in a trial, a booster dose of its coronavirus vaccine in children ages 5 to 11 increased the level of antibodies that neutralize the original version of the virus and the Omicron variant. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Good Thursday morning to you. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. We've got Dr. Wilfred Riley, as promised, joining us, professor of political science at Kentucky State University, the author of Taboo, 10 Facts You Cannot Talk About. Dr. Riley, how are you?
Doing well. Good to be on the line.
Well, we've got... Elon Musk was already putting the cancelers in a Twitter fit when there was a suggestion that he was buying 10%. Now he says, hey, and they even said something about being on the board. And he says, well, board schmort, who needs your board? Heck, I'm just going to buy the whole thing, right? So now they're in a catatonic arrest here and thinking that, oh, man, somebody moved my cheese and I'm not going to be able to control speech any longer?
Yeah, I think this is one of those things that's funny at that sort of bro level, but that's also genuinely good to see. I mean, so that was one of the first pieces of news I saw when I got up today. I pulled up Reuters, Reuters Business, and Elon Musk has made a regulatory filing to buy Twitter. He's offering, I think, $42.3 billion. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, this is interesting because Elon Musk can do that pretty easily. Elon Musk is worth more than $200 billion. He's in a race with Jeff Bezos, Richard Branson, those other space billionaire guys to be the richest person in the world. Hmm. So he's offering that. That's a 38% premium over the value of the stock. Like, I own Twitter stock, and that's a pretty pretty substantial buyout they would all get. And what we're now seeing is the entire media class trying to come up with frantic reasons why this is bad, why this center-right businessman paying 40% more than the company's worth is evil and it's somehow designed to shut down speech and so on down the line. And it's one of the sillier things I've seen lately.
Mm-hmm. Well, it really is. I mean, here they are. They've actually shut down speech. We're instrumental in the election of the last president, clearly. And, you know, here they are claiming that free speech is, you know, going into the archives, that it's no longer is going to exist because they're no longer in charge. And you love a guy like Elon Musk, that he's not out there playing games and just saying, hey, you know, I'm thinking about buying, I'm thinking about doing. No, I mean, he makes a decision and puts a filing. So it takes all the, you know, all the theories, all the opinions out of the discussion. I mean, this is a real deal, right?
Yeah, I mean, I suppose that they could fight it. I mean, they could, the term that comes to my mind is lock down the stock that's owned by their executives. I mean, they could, you know, and these guys on the other side, Jack Dorsey and Parag Agrawal and so on, are also, mm-hmm. you know, centi millionaires to billionaires. I mean, they could try to organize a share buying campaign, you know, as simple as logging on to one of the market platforms that are available. Like, I was on Robinhood and E-Trade this morning and buying up surplus shares. I think that only 20% or so of Twitter is publicly available right now. You or I could buy it. Mm. So Musk probably couldn't take control of more than 20-30% of the company without some kind of support from the people inside Twitter HQ. Mm-hmm. It'll be interesting to see what happens. On the other hand, he could launch a hostile takeover. I mean, theoretically, he could put out a message on Twitter or on, you know, Facebook, Instagram, whatever, if Twitter starts playing games with him, just asking everyone who's in his circle, everyone who's, you know, a male businessman on the platform to pledge their shares to him as a proxy. We could see an old school 1980s style business fight as Musk tries to move in and take over that company. And there's resistance from, again, Parang and Jack and those people who are no joke.
Yes.
This could be interesting. I mean, this could be leading the business stages for a week or two to come. We'll see.
Yeah, without a doubt. And what it could mean potentially to the other social media oligarchs is if this falls, is this one of several dominoes to follow down the road? And maybe give us back, you know, our First Amendment right. Wouldn't that be novel?
Well, I frankly hope that's what happens. I mean, I'm obviously a guy. I'm in business. Mm-hmm. I mean, if I had to pick one, I'm certainly on the right politically. And I mean, the control of speech by these platforms has been remarkable and extraordinary. I mean, the classic example is the Hunter Biden laptop, which by itself isn't necessarily the biggest story on any given day. It was Trump's October surprise. It would have gotten him a couple points in the polling. But, I mean, we saw this shut down to an incredible degree where, like I said, Jade, my fiance, was removed from Twitter for a week because she posted the story.
Yeah.
Like, no negative comments. You just posted a link to the story, and so your account was shut down for a week. The New York Post, which is something like America's third biggest number newspaper, clearly top 10 in terms of respectability, they're a newspaper. They weren't able to use any of their
social media accounts for something like a week until they had a negotiated settlement with these platforms. So, yeah, any of them is theoretically available. I mean, Facebook would cost a little more than Twitter. But if you're a guy that has $40, $50 billion available, there's no reason you couldn't buy one. Mm-hmm. And this kind of answers one of those old questions about rich guys. Like, why has no one ever become Batman? Like, why? But seriously, why has nobody ever become a mercenary soldier with weapons that no one could match, or the owner of the international free speech platform, or why has no one actually bought a 200-foot yacht and had it gilded? You know, these are just sort of the Bill Gates generation. These are sort of these nerdy guys relaxing in fairly nice houses. Mm-hmm. And Elon Musk and the new generation of billionaires are actually doing some of this entertaining stuff, saying things like, I'm going to go to Mars. So there's no reason, theoretically, Twitter should be the only one.
Right, exactly. Yeah, so we'll, you know, stay tuned for details. You know, you mentioned, again, staying in the political realm of, you know, let's take a look at the midterms. If Twitter is out of play and you're projecting, I say you're the general consensus, that there's going to be a red wave and a shellacking of the blues, you know, this is going to be a tough proposition for the Democrats, because they're already behind the eight ball. You've got over 30 congressmen, and I think some senators thrown in to add to the number, that are saying, hey, I want to play. I'm done. I'm retiring. I'm finished. And they're heading for the exit. So that puts all those seats in contention. And you only have so much money. And here you've got, you know, the winds of some bad policy and poor examples. And Biden can't seem to, I want to be judicious in using this word, but because, you know, so often it's tossed around, well, you know, that president's lying. He's lying. You know, he's not telling the truth. But whatever you want to call it, it's really, it's propaganda that is coming out of the Democratic White House. And the people see it clearly. I mean, inflation is inflation. It's painful. They see it at the grocery store. They're seeing it at the gas station. And it's not because of Putin. It's because of these failed policies that are just wiping out the middle class.
Yeah, I think that obviously this is not going to be a good election year for the Democrats. You know, they have their responses to some of what was just said. But, I mean, the plain reality, first of all, when you're talking about Biden, one of the big things that a sitting president is supposed to do during a tough midterm season is sort of show up and represent, if you will, and help get candidates elected.
Mm-hmm.
And either Trump or Obama would be excellent at doing that. I mean, you'd have these big guys flying down to at-risk districts, giving these passionate speeches, Trump with the 3-foot red tie on. Biden's not going to do that. Biden right now is, frankly, probably dealing with some cognitive issues. He's very unpopular. He needs to stay in D.C. and improve his own approval rating by whatever he can get, 5 or 8 points. So he's not going to be much of a help to these candidates. And when you look at the America right now that many people associate with Joe Biden, I don't think that's unfair. I mean, you're looking at continuing COVID deaths, which I don't think anyone expected. You're looking at mass illegal immigration. You've got funny governors like Abbott sending these illegal immigrants to D.C. on buses. You know, crime is up pretty substantially. Inflation, you know, they're trying to play it down, but still had to admit it was 8.5%. Now, that, as you know, is over a quarter. You know, it's going to be a tough time for the blue team. I don't really see, and then you're talking about all this stuff in the schools. I don't see what their counterpoint is going to be.
Yeah, I'm with you on it. We got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there. We come back. More from Dr. Riley after
this. Businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your
your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
What is the ultimate survival food? If you are a prepper, then you know that the most important storage food is protein. Not just any protein, but a complete protein that supplies all 20 amino acids in their renatured and usable state. Renatured protein will be broken down into the 20 amino acids. These 20 amino acids will support muscle tissue repair, immunity, and the repair and proper functioning of every organ and tissue of your body. Carbohydrates and fats cannot do that. Stored pre-made meals, while convenient, are also already cooked and therefore denatured. The Max Planck Institute states that 50% of the amino acids making up a protein cooked to normal cooking temperatures are destroyed and therefore toxic to the liver, kidneys, and body. For the ultimate in non-denatured and virtually 100% assimilable protein that stores for decades at a time, consider getting Green Meadow Whey. The protein in Green Meadow Whey will support your energy, mood, strength, glutathione production, immunity, repair, and more. To learn more, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and our conversation with Dr. Wilfred Riley continues. Will, I just got a text from my good friend Tennessee Bob, who reminds me once again, the leader of the House is very confident that there is not going to be a red wave, and it has the same echo of what she stated. If you remember back in, I think it was about September, October, prior to the 2020 election, she was confident. She was very confident there was no way that Donald Trump was going to win. And, you know, the theme these days for me has been, you know, you just don't know what you don't know. And, you know, but we will know when it comes time after the votes are counted what actually will happen. You know, projection-wise, based on the policies and what the Democrats have done by being in power and how they've hurt this country, will they pay the price? You know, we'll know, even though many people are talking about this, shellacking that should take place.
Well, I think that how these games played last time. I mean, you know, leaving aside the actual direct election fraud, voting machine stuff. I mean, you know, the Hunter Biden thing was obviously a fairly major hit, a 2 or 3 point hit. But beyond that, I mean, there's an article in Time magazine explaining how the election was quote unquote fortified to keep Trump out. So I think a lot of people looking at that are saying, well, are we going to see similar techniques used? I don't think that any kind of game playing like that or corruption like that, frankly, would make that much of a difference. You're talking about in a midterm election, something like 200 fairly hotly contested races, most of which are going to be in red-leaning areas. You're not talking about one major national race. I don't think the Republican Party in Junction County, Utah, is suddenly going to decide to play some of these games. So I don't really see that as all that realistic. Also, the other thing, people tend to make their enemy into sort of a magical figure. So, I mean, I see Democrats do this with Mitch McConnell, too, calling him things like Turtle Man and Cocaine Mitch and talking about his extreme wisdom and sagacity. You know, and as someone who's voted Republican for, I think he's done a reasonably good job. And I mean, he's clashed with Trump. He's been involved in financial issues. He's just a guy. It's the same thing with Nancy Pelosi. I mean, her brilliant predictive ability basically comes down to her saying she didn't think Trump would win last time. But remember, no one thought Trump would win last time. It was only the fact that Trump almost won that brought all these theories on both sides into the arena. I mean, Nancy Pelosi, when she said that, was just looking at the polling, which showed Trump down by 4 or 5. So I think it's the same thing here. I mean, she's going to be confident. She's going to do a good job with her cards on the defensive. But no, I don't think there's much doubt at all that states like Tennessee, Utah, I mean, these sort of places are going to move red. That would be almost impossible to stop.
Exactly.
Without some kind of major national disaster. That's the one plausible, you know, semi-conspiracy scenario.
Well, and Dr. Fauci has been raising his head up a couple of times here recently. He was missing in action for a while, and but suddenly he's come back to warn that we've got another COVID variant down the road. So this sets the stage potentially for, for maybe some of the shenanigans that took place previously.
Well, I think that, so, you know, there actually are very serious papers in political science that find, I'm not a big believer in conscious conspiracy, like a bunch of guys sitting down in a back room. It's, you know, two Anglo guys, one Hispanic guy, black guy, Jewish guy, and they're deciding how they're gonna rule the world. I don't think that happens very often. But I mean, in terms of subtle incentives operating on people, I mean, that does happen.
Mm.
And there's serious papers that have found, for example, there's more media coverage of Black Lives Matter during election years.
Mm.
So
yeah.
If you're in the print media and you lean left, and you're seeing what you think of as a racial justice story, black man and a cop fight to the death, are you more likely to run that during a contested political news cycle than on like a nice quiet Saturday? Yeah.
Yeah.
So we might see some of that. I mean, Fauci obviously is a partisan creature. I think, again, the issue with a midterm race is that it's all of the congressional races. I mean, in the House, I mean, my understanding is that every seat is up every 2 years.
You know,
Senate,
yes.
It's a third of the, yeah. But
yeah.
Senate, it's, the Senate's 6 years, so it's only a third of them. But I mean, which prevents, by the way, truly brutal sweeps. That's the point of that. But I mean, most of those people, if you're talking about even the purple kind of rural states like Colorado, people haven't been staying home for a year. I don't think that COVID is going to stop people from going to the polling places or something like that, especially quote unquote COVID of this kind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's not so much staying home as much as it is, you know, that we've got, the ability to, mail in ballots. And, the research has said time and time again, this really opens the door to all kinds of discrepancies and voter fraud. The Democrats got what they wanted last time, so, no discussion. You know, we can't have that discussion. So, still the ideal is, we would hope, and you as a professor of political science, we would all hope that we could have a free and fair election.
Yeah, I think that I actually agree with you. I mean, one of the things about voter fraud, if you're talking to someone who is on the Democratic side, who's a smart guy, they're always going to say, you guys keep exaggerating this. You keep making hay with this. There are only 70 or whatever it is voter fraud prosecutions per year. But that's like saying that no one is arrested for internet crime. Mm-hmm. Just a few hundred people a year for piracy and so on. The reason for that is that people are doing this in coffee houses and they're using VPNs. You have no idea how many people are on the internet bootlegging things. The Pirate Bay is back up as a website. You know, so it's kind of a dumb argument. With voter fraud, for example, if you don't require an ID to vote, you have no idea how many people are falsely voting. And that certainly is intensified if you allow people to, say, write four letters of a soch on an envelope and then mail the ballot in. And that's before you get into ballot harvesting, which is something that's very common in large urban areas that lean blue and so on down the line. But again, I mean, I think a lot of these risks basically exist in the modern election environment, and the polling and predictions take some of that into account. Right now, I mean, if you're looking at the Republicans are plus 14 on the generic ballot, and the Republican Party, certainly in the red areas of the country, is getting as good at this stuff, ballot harvesting, which is perfectly legal, as the Democrats. Mm-hmm. If the Democrats knock that down to a plus 9, I mean, that would still be a quote-unquote red wave. There would still be, we're not going to see the Democrats keep control of the House and the Senate, I would say, after 2022. And then, of course, you can rewrite the election legislation. So, I mean, I don't think anyone doubts which way this election is going to go.
Well, I'm obviously going in with eyes wide open. A party that has demonstrated time and again a penchant and beyond a penchant. I think they've been great at voter fraud. They are 10 degree black belts, if you know the comparison, when it comes to voter fraud. The Republicans are, you know, it took them too long to respond to, as you mentioned, ballot harvesting. You know, California had been doing this for, you know, a number of cycles. And finally, the Republicans woke up and said, well, okay, I guess maybe, you know, those are the rules of the game. I guess, you know, you get, you know, you can start getting 3 points when you shoot outside the arc. We didn't know that, you know. So, you know, they finally upped their game. And then, of course, it was kind of comical because the Democrats then in California complained that the Republicans were cheating when they were doing exactly what the Democrats were doing. But, you know, you love this stuff. And you know, for coffee house conversation and, you know, just to have fun, that's okay. Although some people end up getting brain bruised over the conversation. But, you know, hey, it is what it is. And again, I'm just, you know, very optimistic. As my father, who sired 9 kids, he always commented that I was the most optimistic of all his children. So I'm the consummate optimist and hope that we can reach for the higher ideal.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of this, when people talk about voter fraud, I don't think they understand how it would necessarily happen. So, like, the typical speculation is, well, what are you saying, some drunk guy goes in and votes for his friend? Organized voter fraud would be very specific things. Like, it would be not checking, for example, the backgrounds or the names of illegal immigrants that can obtain driver's licenses and who would then be automatically registered through motor voter.
Right.
That doesn't really involve fraud at all on the part of the individual who now basically thinks of himself as a citizen, but that's illegal.
Exactly.
So are you keeping track of that in Arizona, Nevada, those two states?
California, you just let it go because it's a one-party state. And they're the ones, you know, Governor Newsom affected that. Well, actually, it was Jerry Brown started giving, you know, driver's license to illegals, which, you know, it's like, wait a minute, here we are in, you know, just after 9/11 and security at our airports and everything like that, and you have to have proper identification to get on the plane. Jerry Brown just says, okay, as far as California is concerned, it doesn't matter. You know, we're going to give all the illegals, unvetted, we're going to give them an ID, a driver's license. They can get on any plane, and they're sent because they're, like you say, they've got a driver's license, so they're sent a ballot, and knock, knock, knock on the door. You got these ballot harvesters coming in because they know that they got a ballot. Said, hey, we know you got a ballot. And they said, well, I'm not sure if I'm supposed to vote or not. You know, yeah, they did send me this, but I don't think that, you know, because I'm not a citizen. Don't worry. Just give me the ballot. I'll take care of it, and we'll take care of it for you. It's okay. And so they're all duped into the process, you know. Not all of them, but a percentage, you know. That's all it takes.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's actually a lot of truth to that. At the same time, I don't. All of this stuff is fairly marginal, I would say, if you're not talking the presidential. I mean, this is California is a hard hardcore blue state in the first place. I mean, I think in most states you've got... the response to the right would be, well, you guys gerrymander and you're trying to stop students from having...
Right.
I think all this game playing goes on, but I also think, you know, 14-point edge is a 14-point edge.
Exactly.
I think Biden takes
Dr. Wilfred Riley, right. Thank you.
You're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach